Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. It is May 20th, 2024. Happy Monday. It's a glorious, wonderful day in the Lord, and I pray that you have had a glorious day in the Lord today, that you have leaned into the God in you and allow the Holy Spirit to rise up big in you, and so that you were able to hear where the Holy Spirit was guiding you and making your decisions to hear the voice of the Lord guide you through today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have been studying kingdom, and we know that as kingdom livers, that kingdom living is faith, hope, and love. There we go. I added that and in there. Nope, it's not no ands, no commas, no ands, because they all work together. And love is not an add-on. It's not added on. The three work together: faith, hope, love. Faith that everything God says is ours. Hope in Jesus that all is completed in him. God's love is everything. God is love. Hallelujah. We believe that God is love, and that's the most powerful. I like saying that. It's the most powerful. We believe that having the faith of God and our hope in Jesus, that we can love all. We can move in this love. We can work in this love. We can further our journey in the love through faith and hope. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. As we go through this journey, as we walk this journey, I have been studying the scriptures to find out where we're going, how we're going. And, excuse me, we find ourselves in John chapter 14, and we've been reading the scriptures, started at verse 1, and we are now down to verse 15. And I talked about this on Friday, I believe. Verse 15, loving me empowers you to obey my commandments. And that's the Passion Translation. In the New Century, it says, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. We talked about that love and how we mature in love, how we grow in love. And because as we grow in love and the love for the Lord becomes more and more, we want to please the Lord more and more, just like we do our earthly parents. And so we begin to do more of what the Lord has given us to do and what Jesus commanded us to do. And the way that he showed us to walk, we want to walk in that way. So now we want to go on and read verse 16. I think we're going to read 16 and 17. First of all, okay, so this is chapter 14, verses 16 and 17 out of the Passion Translation. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Savior. That's the translation that this particular translation used. The Holy Spirit of truth, who will be to you a friend just like me. And he will never leave you. The world won't receive him because they can't see him or know him. But you will know him intimately because he will make his home in you and will live inside you. Now, excuse me. The scripture here uses the word Savior. It says, I will ask the Father and he will give you another Savior. Now, this is not talking about that God is going to give us another Savior, another somebody else to go to the cross and die and, you know, do all the things that Jesus did. No, this is not what this is talking about. It's using that word. It's using a Greek word, actually, that means. I pulled up the wrong commentary. Okay. Because we all have heard and we all know that the word here is paraclete, which is a technical word that is translated out of the Greek. And the translation means defense attorney. It means one called to stand next to you as a helper. That the Holy Spirit is called to stand next to us. But actually, he's called to do more than stand next to us. He stands in us. And it says that it means one called. Various translations have rendered this counselor, rendered this word counselor, comforter, advocate, encourager, intercessor, or helper. However, none of these words alone are adequate to and fall short in explaining the full meaning. Remember, I talked about that the English language is really, I don't even know what to call it. I think it's inadequate to give a good rendering of different languages that use different idioms and phrases to describe something. And so it takes a lot more words to bring out what the meaning of one word in some languages. And Greek is one of those languages. And so those words don't really fully describe what paraclete means. And so this particular translator chose the word Savior to depict the role of the Holy Spirit. Because remember, I said that the Holy Spirit is more than just a defense lawyer or a defense attorney. That's, you know, what they say, the technical term of that, or that other translations have used counselor and comforter, advocate, you know, somebody, an encourager. The Holy Spirit is our encourager, our helper. He does more than that. You got to remember who the Holy Spirit is, who the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. I think that we don't really understand, you know, all of who the Holy Spirit is to us when we limit the explanation of the words in the Bible. This is why it takes so much and it takes time to really delve into the word and to really just break it apart and allow God to open up the scriptures to it. We have to use so many things, and it's so much easier today than it was when I started this. And I got this bookshelf full of books that, you know, I would sit here and go from book to book to book. Well, now I can just click, click, click on the computer and use the same words. And use the same words, use the same books to do that. It's so much easier. But, okay, I digress. All right. So the Holy Spirit in us, the Holy Spirit is in us for us. First of all, remember, I said the love of God is in us for us. That's part of what the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit, remember, the scripture says that the Holy Spirit distributes the love of God in us. But it's, the Holy Spirit is also there to protect us, to defend us, you know, to help us to be able to fight. Well, nope, I take that back. Not to fight, to be able to maneuver around the plans of the enemy to defeat us. So the scriptures, you know, so we have to understand everything that the Holy Spirit is in us and why it's so important for us to know, have relationship with the Spirit of God, because that having that relationship with the Spirit of God that's in us is having relationship with Jesus and Adonai, the Lord God Almighty, with the Holy Spirit, which is God and Jesus together in us. Say the fullness of the Godhead is in us. So as we look to understand all that the Holy Spirit is to us, the Holy Spirit is here to help us appropriate the abundant life that Jesus died and rose for us to have. And it says that the Holy Spirit is to protect, defend, and save us from ourselves, from ourselves and our enemies, and keep us whole and healed. You hear that? Whole and healed. To protect us from ourselves and our enemies. Protect us from ourselves so that we, if we listen and are guided by the Holy Spirit, we wouldn't do a bunch of stuff we do to ourselves. The Holy Spirit is here to help us understand why we do some of the things we do, and then so that we can stop doing them. With the help of God, that is the Holy Spirit's job, to help us, to take things away from us as we grow in the Lord, as we realize who the Holy Spirit is and submit ourselves, submit our wills to the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us, to lead and guide us past the traps of the enemy, to help us when we get caught in a trap, to help us get out of it. And then it says, and to keep us whole and healed. Wow. Whole and healed. Remember, we were talking about that the love of God is in us, for us, first of all, so that the love of God can heal us, can help us become whole, can help us grow past all the hurts and all the things that have damaged us throughout our lives, so that we can come to a place of peace and serenity, so that we can learn how to respond and not react. Learn how to be able to not say nothing sometimes, and how to talk to people and bring a situation under control. Not by force, not by strong words, but by the power of God. The scripture says, not by might. It's not by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. Glory to God. It's by my spirit, the Holy Spirit that's in us, that will guide and lead us. It says that the Holy Spirit is the one who guides and defends and comforts and consoles. But we have to allow that to happen. We have to submit to that in our lives from coming from the Holy Spirit and allowing that to flourish in our lives and grow so that we can receive it. We have to do that. We have to allow that. We have to listen for that. We have to make room in ourselves. And part of that is learning how to talk to the Lord. You know how I'm talking to you right now is how we should have a conversation with the Lord. You know, we don't have to speak in Elizabethan English when we pray. We can talk just like we talk every single day. And God understands us. And when you learn how to pray In tongues, you can learn how to pray in tongues. But you know what? When you pray in tongues, when you pray in the Spirit, you can ask God to interpret. He said, God, give me the interpretation of my tongues so that I know what you're saying to me, so I know what I'm saying. You don't have to just pray in tongues and not understand what you're saying. And sometimes you want to do, because sometimes, you know, God's not going to give you the interpretation because you actually are praying for someone else and and praying something out for someone else. You know, but if you're praying for you, you can ask God to give you the interpretation. But you have to wait and be quiet before the Lord to allow the words to come and form, you know. And I know a lot of times we feel like it's us, but you learn, as you grow in that, you'll learn the difference. You will. God is in no hurry. And this is something that I think is hard for us as human beings, because everything in this world teaches us, you got to do it. You got to get it now. You got to move now. You got to say this. You got to do this. You got to move here. You got to close the door. You got to get up. You got to go to bed. You got to do this. You know, it's about hurry, hurry, hurry. Get it, get it, get it. But God is in no hurry. God has forever. I know we don't feel like we have forever, but God has forever. And so God is in no hurry, because there's all the time inside this world and outside of this world for us to get where we need to go, for us to be who God wants us to be. God is in no hurry. And if you're in, just relax and allow God to work in you, you will see the difference that God will make in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have to learn how to slow ourselves down and not be in such hurries. And I'm not saying, and I have to get better at this myself, I'm not saying this, you know, pointing at anybody except for myself. You know, that's not to say that we are late for everything, or that we take our times in such a way that we make people wait on us and stuff like that. No, I'm saying that we have to learn how to not allow situations, circumstances to push us, to cause us to be in a hurry. That sometimes we have to just stop and wait and allow God to work in something or work through something, and allow God to give us the go, to tell us when to go, to tell us when to stop. You know, and we have to learn how to be able to receive that from the Lord, you know, and be able to just rest, to rest in the Lord. I'm beginning to learn what that means. That means the rest in the Lord, to just allow God to be in control. And that's, you know, that's difficult. That's difficult for most of us, to allow God to be in control, to allow God to take control, you know. But we, you know, but you know what? God's not going to take it. We have to allow God to be in control. We have to give God control. God's not going to take control. There was a song out years ago, you know, God is in control. It's not altogether true. It's not true in this world that God is in control. God is not in control of everything. God is in control where we allow God to be in control. And that's the key, is allowing God to be in control in areas in all areas of our lives, we have to allow God to be in control. And the Holy Spirit is in us, is what's guiding and leading us. What we submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit to guide and lead us in the things of God, in the things that God has for us. We have to submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit's guidance, because the Holy Spirit is given to us to protect to defend, to save us from ourselves. Save us from ourselves and from our enemies, and to keep us whole and healed. It says he is the one who guides, defends, comforts, and consoles. That the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus and the Spirit of El Shaddai, the Almighty God. We have to learn how to submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to guide and lead us. In everyday life, as we walk through this journey, as we walk in this kingdom of God, that we learn how to hear from the Holy Spirit and get direction. Glory to God. God, help us. We ask for your help. We ask for your guidance to lead and guide us. In Jesus' name, I love each and every one of you. And you know what? Jesus loved you so much more. Have a wonderful, glorious day in the Lord, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry. And I'm your host, and I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4 verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time, and may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.